কেলাস মম মাই অনাত্মিয়ম বডলি কনসিয়াসনেস মন্দ ভাগ্যস্য অফ দি আনফর্চুনেট পশ্যত জসি ভব মেটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স ছিদহ অফ দ্য লর্ড হু ক্যান কাট অফ পাদ মূলম দ্য লোটাস ফিট গত্বা হ্যাভিং অ্যাপ্রোচড যাচে আই প্রেড ফর দ্যাট উইচ অন্তবত পেরিশেবল Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Alas, just look at me. I am so unfortunate. I approached the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can immediately cut the chain of the repetition of birth and death. But still, out of my foolishness, I prayed for things which are perishable. Please repeat after me. Alas, just look at me. I am so unfortunate. I approached the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can immediately cut the chain of the repetition of birth and death, but still, out of my foolishness, I prayed for things which are perishable. Purport. The word anatmyam is very significant in this verse. Atma means the soul, quote unquote. And anatma means without any conception of the soul, quote unquote. Srila Rishabhdev instructed his sons that unless a human being comes to the point of understanding the Atma or spiritual position, whatever he does in ignorance, and this brings only defeat in his life. Dhruva Maharaj regrets his unfortunate position, for although he approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always able to give his devotee the highest benediction of cessation of the repetition of birth and death, which is impossible for any demigod to offer, he foolishly wanted something perishable. When Hiranyakashipu asked immortality from Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma expressed his inability to offer such a benediction because he himself is not immortal. Therefore, immortality or complete cessation of the chain of repeated birth and death can be offered by the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead himself, not by others. Harim bina na mritim taranti. It is said that without the blessings of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can stop the continuous chain of birth and death within this material world. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is also called Bhavachit. The Vaishnava philosophy in the process of Krishna consciousness prohibits the devotee from all kinds of material aspirations. A Vaishnava devotee should always be anna vilasita shunya, free from all material aspirations for the results of fruitive activities or empiric philosophical speculation. Dhruva Maharaj was actually initiated by Narad Muni, the greatest Vaishnava, in the chanting of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This mantra is a Vishnu mantra, for by practicing the chanting of this mantra, one is elevated to the Vishnu Loka. Dhruva Maharaj regrets that although he was initiated in the Vishnu mantra by a Vaishnava, he still aspired for material benefits. That was another cause of for lamentation. Although he got the result of the Vishnu mantra by the causeless mercy of the Lord, he lamented how foolish he was to have strived for material benefits while practicing devotional service. In other words, every one of us who is engaged in devotional service in Krishna consciousness should be completely free from all material aspirations. In other words, every one of us who is engaged in devotional service in Krishna consciousness should be completely free from all material aspirations. Otherwise, we will have to lament like Dhruva Maharaj. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripatamaham bande shri gurum dinotaranam. Aho vato mama anatmyam mando bhagyasya pashyata bhavat chidah padamulam gatva jate jatandavat. Allah, just look at me, I am so unfortunate. I approach the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can immediately cut the chain of the repetition, birth and death. But still, out of my foolishness, I prayed for things which is perishable. So in this verse, it is a continuation of Prahlad Maharaj's lamentation after he comes back to home, seeing the personal form of the Lord and getting benediction from him. So it is actually the position of a Vaishnava. He regrets, he repents as a conditioned soul. Although Dhruva Maharaj was aspiring for something very extraneous in the material world, but after seeing the darshan of Vishnu, he became completely purified. He became completely purified. And in that situation, knowing his prior ambition, he is regretting now. So, anatmyam, Prabhupada stresses on the point anatmya. Anatma means the opposite of atma. Jaya Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshmana Hanumanji Shri Shri Radharaj Vihari Lolita Abhishekha Devi Ki Jai. So Atma means soul and Anatma means the bodily conception. When Krishna with his all the 16,000 wives came to Kurukshetra on the occasion of eclipse, sun Surya Grahan, and all the great sages assembled there, Pulastha, Pulaha, Angira, Kashyapa, Bhrigu, Jagyavalkya, Deva, Asita, Devala, Vyasa, Narada, and other so many rishis. So Krishna was having his talks with his wives, and gopis were so amazed that these ladies have so much attraction, so much love for the Lord. So while they are talking, the rishis arrived there. And Krishna immediately stood up, and all the devotees are sitting there, and started praying the rishis. So rishis was very much satisfied by seeing Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna directly, and they said that you are a great mystic. You are acting like a conditioned human being. So there Krishna says that jasyatma buddhi kunope tridhatuke swadhik karatradeshu bhoma ejjadhi jatitha buddhi sholile na karhichit janeshu abhigyeshu saeva gokhara jasya atma buddhi kunope tridhatuke. So this body is like a bag of tridhatu. Tridhatu means three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. According to Ayurveda, if anyone goes having disorder, then there will be a problem in the body. So they check your pulse and see whether kapha, pitta, vayu having problems. So this is a bag full of kapha, pitta, vayu, and then other things are there. So Krishna says that those who having atma buddhi, thinking himself, identifying himself with the body, which is only the combination of kapha, pitta and vayu, and swadhi kalatradishu, swadhi, he having my own, the conception of own, that this is mine, aham mameti, swadhi kalatradishu. Kalatra means wife, children and relatives. Kalatra adishu. Bhuma ijyadhi. His land of birth is worshipable. And jatirtha buddhi sholile. Sholile means water. His conception of tirtha buddhi, going to pilgrimage for purification, is only into water. Na karhichi janeshu abhigyeshu. He does not care for janeshu, the persons, abhigyeshu, who is very cognizant in this spiritual science and self-realization. So eva gokhara, they are like cow and ass. So Krishna is emphasizing here that persons who are having perfect knowledge in the Shastra, they should be honored, they should be praised, they should be worshipped as Guru Devotatma. As Krishna is worshipped, the person who having knowledge of science, of devotional service, should be worshipped. So anatmya means who doesn't have any knowledge about the real or true sense of self. And Brahma Sutra starts, Athaato Brahma Jigyasa. So all the Brahma Sutras have been giving you the synopsis of the Samambunam, the Absolute Truth. Athaato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you have got this human from a body, you inquire into Brahman. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnana sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam ganina tattva darshina. Tadviddhi, you try to understand that supreme truth, pranipatena pariprasnana sevaya. Bhagavatam also says, Badanti tattva vidas tattvam jajganam adhyam brahmeti bhagavaniti parmatmeti bhagavaniti shabdate. So that sabambunam, the supreme truth, the absolute truth, is being understood in three phases: Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Krishna, when speaking to Brahma in the Bhagavatam, He spoke only four verses. And it is called Chatushloki Bhagavat. And the four verses are like Aham Eva Samevagre. Krishna is saying that Brahma, you should know there was nothing. Only me. Eva Agre. Na Anya Jat Sadasat Param. Sat, the eternal and also this temporary world, there was not manifested. Sadasat Param. And after annihilation, what will remain? That is only I. And whatever you see as truth, it appears you as truth besides me. You should know that is my Maya. So in this material world, we only pursuing everything which is in Maya. And then he said, how I am actually everywhere. And I am, you know, existing everywhere. He said, Jatha Mahanti Bhutani. As this Mahanti Bhutani, all the elements, they enter into the objects, but they are separately existing. Similarly, I am everywhere, although I am not there. And then he said, Etavadeva Jigyasyam. O Lord Brahma, you should enter up to this. Etavadeva Jigyasyam. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, after Vasudeva compiled all these Vedic literatures, four Vedas, 18 Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, he was not satisfied. He was something feeling unsatisfaction in his heart. So he went to the bank of the Saraswati River and started meditating. And there appears his spiritual master Narada Muni and asked him, my dear Vyasa, why you are lamenting? So he said, my dear Lord, you know better why I'm sorry, why I'm even in sorrow, why I'm sad. So he said, because you have not glorified the Supreme Lord in truth. So he said that people in general are naturally, they're interested in sense gratification. You don't have to teach people how to do sense gratification. But you have glorified sense gratification in all Puranas and all these Upanishads, all these Smritis, not Smritis, Smritis are corollaries of Vedanta. Then all these Puranas actually direct you to worship all the demigods and demigoddesses, by which you can attain higher heavenly pleasure or higher pleasure in upwards. So, Krishna is saying Bhagavad Gita, my dear Arjuna, you please become free from these three material modes, and which is actually being discussed in Vedas. So Vedas subject matter is about the three modes of material nature. And when the spirit soul comes into material nature, he gets actually first ego. And that ego transforms into three aspects of material nature, the three modes. And from three modes, all the other elements are coming. So the main object of living entities to fall here is ego. So he's saying that you become free from the three modes of material nature, which is the subject matter of the Vedas. And nistraigunna bhavarjuna, nirdvanda, because when somebody is afflicted by the three modes, he is in duality. Sukha, dukha, hasi, kanna, then shit, grishma, heat, cold, sadness, happiness. So you become free, or you come above this platform, nirdanda. Nitya satyastha, always become fixed in eternal goodness. Nitya satyastha. And then you have to actually be free from nirjogakshema and atmavan. You have to work in this material world and you will have to face duality. But you become nirjogakshema. Nirjogakshema doesn't mean that you just close your everything and you will be fed. I owe to this material world, I should be maintained. I owe to something, I should be cared by. No. So he is saying nirdanda nitya satyastha means you nirjogakshema, you become completely dependent on the Lord. By your endeavor, whatever you get, you become satisfied. And nitya satyastha atmabhavan, become situated in the self. So people are being puzzled by reading all these Vedas, whom to be worshipped. And therefore they having so many demigods and demigods and goddesses to worship. And Narada Muni chastised Vyasadeva. You're condemned. You have done so much rascaldom buying, invoking all these karma kanda and gana kanda. Please purely glorify the Supreme Lord and in will have you. So then he wrote the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, you won't find other than the worship of the Vishnu. Everywhere there is a glorification of Vishnu and his devotees. That's called Amala Puran. Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam. It is a very pleasure giving for the Vaishnavas. So Prabhupada says that Anatma, who doesn't have any sense of spirit soul, they are condemned. Prabhupada went to Moscow for 3 days and he met a big professor, Professor Kotovsky, and he told Prabhupada, Swamiji, after this body is finished, everything is finished. So Prabhupada said he is the professor in the university. But in India, 99.9% people knows that I am not the body. So Indian people has the potentiality to understand the spiritual science. India, even in beggar, knows that I am not the body. So from there, because bhakti develops from the position of self-realization, and for that Krishna to bring Arjuna out of bodily conception, he spoke continuously 18 verses. Nate vaham jatunasham, then ends into, or he spoke continuously 18 verses to bring Arjuna out of the bodily conception. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, Shukadeva Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj that people having so many things to hear about, to contemplate about, but ninam santi sahasrasha, they having thousand things for discussion, shratabhyadini. But apashyatam atmatattam griheshu grihamedhinam, they having actually centered their life into griheshu, grihamedhi and grihastha. Grihastha is a ashrama, or griha is a dark well for grihamedhi, andhakupam. dark well. And you cannot understand only thing, Kungshastriya Mithun, then Deho Kalatra Apatya, all this, although they are asat, but he completely depends on them. So that Griheshu Griho Medhinam. Griho Medhi is, they are not interested, like you know, Prabhupada said, if I am talking about Krishna, nobody is coming. But if I talk about dog, many people will come. If I say that this is, you know, the good medicine for the dog, your dog can become fat, and your dog no have disease and nice, then oh, it's nice, very scientific. Let me, you know, go and Swamiji, what is speaking about the medicine? Dog. So when you speak about dog, many people will be gathered. But when you speak about Krishna, Prabhupada said, no, nobody, everybody is interested. So I having my work. Varnashrama charvata purushina parupaman Vishnu raradhate. They don't understand this. But I having varnashram dharma, dharma shanushita pungsham vishakshana kathashudya. Notpade dratim jadishrame vikavalam. They don't understand that this is the fruitless, futile endeavor to do varnashram dharma very nicely. Sanushita pungsha. But I am Brahmana, I am doing my Brahmana duty. I am Kshatriya, I am doing Kshatriya duty. Mangal nilay. I am Vanaprastha, I am doing my duty, I am Sannyasi. But I don't care about Hari Katha, Krishna Katha. Ishrama eva hi kevalam. Kevala tushava ghatinam. Shreya Shriti Mudupasya. Shreya Shriti Mudupasya. Kevala bodhalabdhaya. Only to understand I am not this body. Neti, neti, neti. This is Brahmanu Sandhan. I am Brahma. Are you already Brahma? You know that. But he wants to become free from the bodily conception. So he says, nothing can be, you know, accepted from this material world. I am Brahma. So Brahma, that's fine. Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Radharaj Bihari ki jai. So Brahmanu Sandhan, these people are better than Karmis. Kormis having no position, they are condemned. Because Gyanis, these Mayavadis, if they one day by the association of Vaishnava can come to the perfect understanding that Krishna is Sarvamiti, then he is accepted. But they are Sudur level. And Bahunam Janmanam Ante, after many, many births, like Dhruva Maharaj quotes that, the Sanat Kumaras, their successive, austere. Every life they are successful austere, but they can only get the darshan of Lord after many, many births, which have attained in 5 months, in 6 months. It is, you cannot do austerity like Sanat Kumar and Chatush Kumar. Duscharam or Chacharam, Duscharam Chachar, they have done the austerity, nobody can do Duscharam, but they cannot also have darshan. So, Gyanis, after many, many years, they can get, but Kurmis, they cannot. Prahlad Maharaj is lamenting, Matir na Krishna parato satova, mitho bhipaddito grihabratanam, grihabratanam, grihamedeshu, same words. Those who are griha brata, they are brata, their goal is in griha. Matir na Krishna. They are mati, rati mati. Their concentration cannot be brought unto Krishna or Krishna consciousness. Matir na Krishna paroto, by others endeavor. Satova, his own endeavor, he cannot do. Mitho, by conference, by dual endeavor, they cannot be brought to Krishna consciousness. Obhipadita, griha brutanam. But what they are doing? The chewing the chewed. Same thing. Prabhupada talks about this freedom. Tomorrow is India's, how many years? Freedom, independence day? 62. 61. So tomorrow is 61 Independence Day for India. But Prabhupada said that, you know, this Jinnah and Mahatma Gandhi, they always tried to unite people in India. Hindu Muslim ko ek karo. But Jinnah and Mahatma Gandhi never got success. They failed. And British had always idea, always there should be, they actually fabricated the Hindu-Muslim riot. And at the end, when they left India, they divided. So Prabhupada said there was a picture where Mahatma Gandhi was holding Bhagavad Gita and Jinnah behind, standing with knife. So Prabhupada said, Jinnah got his Pakistan. He divided. Mahatma Gandhi, he couldn't unite people. He wanted a Hindu-Muslim combination. So Prabhupada said that there was fighting between Muslim and Hindu in India. Europe Christian are fighting. And in Asia, Buddhists are fighting. Now Buddhist fighting, Muslim fighting, Hindu-Muslim fighting, Christian fighting. Fathers between anybody and everybody is existing. And it will go on until the date of annihilation. You cannot. So there is no independence. But what is the independence? Independence is jagyarthe karmano annatra lokayam karma bandhana. Only you to do work to satisfy Vishnu. Otherwise, every work of your, whether it is political, your social, your familial, your any field, all work will be only karma bandhana. And that's why it is very difficult to find. Narada Muni is saying that it is very difficult to find the devotee. Muktanam api siddhanam vasudha narayana parayana. They are sudur lava, very rare. And Kotishupi Mahamuni, hey Mahamuni Vasudev, these devotees are very rare. Muktanam means there are so many muktas. They are not interested in devotional service. They are not Narayana Parayana. Siddhanam, there are so many siddhas, there are siddha loka. They are not Narayana Parayana. But Narayana Parayana Kotishupi Mahamuni, out of millions and millions of one you can find. Krishna is saying Bhagavad Gita Manushanam Sahasreshu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Jeev. It's not for everybody. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Ekamali Ami Kato Fal Bilavo. I'm the only one gardener. How many fruits I can pick and distribute? And I having doubt in my mind that everybody will get. So I order everybody, please distribute these fruits everywhere to anybody and everybody. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying Brahmanda Brahmanda Kono Bhagavan Jeev, but it is for open to everybody, but it is not that everybody is going to get. Everybody will be interested in. When Raghunath Das Goswami came for the final time and he took 12 days from Bengal to reach Orissa, Puri. He took 13 days and he took 2 days food. Out of 13 days, he took 3 days food, 10 days he was fasting. And when he appeared there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Krishna's Ichha is Balishtha. The will of Krishna is very strong. And by Krishna's supreme will, you can come out from this position. And he compared his position as worm in the ditch of stool. Bishta garta hoita tumare kadilo. Krishna has saved you from the pit of stool. And your babjathar kira, bishay bishter kira, your uncle and your father, they are the worms in the stool. And that Vishaya Vish, Vishaya Vish, the poison of Vishaya, the material possession, they actually compared them to Sukha Kodimani. They think it is happy. Although they are very much highly respectful in the society, they are very charitable. Prabhupada said especially all Bengal devotees, they are very poor and they are maintained by these two brothers. So he said, I am just jokingly saying, don't mind, because Nilambar Chakravarti had, you know, connection with your two brother and uncle. They have to say Chakravarti Dada. So I also consider your father and uncle as my grandfather, so I'm joking. But he said, your position is on the stool, and from the stool Krishna has saved you. Pratapadra, when he actually very much was eager to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pratapadra was wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was just crying in his heart. He just approached Sarvam Bhattacharya, please make some arrangement. And Sarvam Bhattacharya said, my dear Lord, if you don't mind, can I just ask you something? Yes, if it is nice, if it is, you know, befitting to me, I'll just fulfill. She said, Pratapadra wants to meet you. Wow, Vishnu, 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 what you are saying? What you are saying? He said, I am a sannyasi. How I can have Raj Darshan, the darshan of a king who is actually dealing with women and pounds? Vishwainam sandarshanam ha hanto, vishubhakshanam eva. He said that niskinchanasya bhagavat bhajanan mukhasya. The niskinchan, becoming free from attachment of the material possessions, material things, worldly things, is niskinchanasya. It is not that you just leave everything and become void. No. Bhagavad bhajanan mukhasya. You should endeavor for Bhagavad bhajan. So if somebody became niskinchan and his only goal is to do Bhagavad bhajan, for him param param jigamisho, if he desires to param, to cross, crossover the param, the very far, here param means very far, bhavasagarat, from the ocean of material nascent, it is said the word can bhavachit, only who can cut the chain of repetition of birth and death. So bhavasagarat param param jigamishar, for him it is very, then Pratapadu got very, you know, upset. And he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying like this. Has he promised not to see me? He has come to deliver all the fallen souls except me. He delivered Jagai Madhai, who was so sinful. I am more sinful than Jagai Madhai. But from here, I also promise. Jodishai Mahaprabhur Napai Kripa Dhan, Kiva Rajya Kiva Deho Sab Akaran. He said, if I don't get Kripa Dhan, the treasure of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then my Rajya, my kingdom, Kiva Deho, my body, is all fruitless, useless. Tar Pratigya More Nakuribe Darshan, More Pratigya Tahabina Charibo Jivan. He promised not to give darshan to me, and I promise herewith, if I don't get his darshan, I'll die. So Sarvabhauma got very, you know, disturbed. What to do? So if you see that in the life of the devotees, it is very rare to achieve the final destination. It's very rare. And unless and until one by any means doesn't come to worshipping Vasudev, he is defeated. is defeated. Parabhavastavad abhodhojata. Abhodhojata means due to ignorance you are thinking all this. I am the body, I am the product of matter, I am Indian, I am Bengali, I am Hindu, I am Oriya. So this is all abhodhojata. And jabat kriya sabat mano boi kriyatmakam. The mind is colored by fruitive activities and jena sharira bandha. And that is the cause of my bondage in material life. And evam das mano karma vasham. As long as mind will be under the karma vasha, subjugation of fruitive activities, priti na javanmai vasudeve, until and unless there is no love for Vasudev or Krishna, deho jagana tabat na muchyate, he cannot get relief from material life. Prabhupada quotes that, but harim vina amritim na taranti. Hrinakashipu came to Brahma and he wanted to just get the boon of immortality. And he became, but he said, my dear boy, he cannot become immortal. He cannot become immortal. Vishnu is all powerful. He is called Chakri, Hari Chakra. Hari Chakra means the wheel of Lord Hari. And that Hari Chakra has 360 spokes and so many rims. And it is always wheeling, just spinning and taking away your life. Ayur harati vaipungsha muddayanastannasu. It is just Hari Chakra is taking away your life. Huh? So you cannot become free from the cycle of birth and death until and unless you develop the love of Godhead. Brahmanda bhuriteme bhrumite kono bhagavan je Guru Krishna prasade paye bhakti lata bij. Only by the mercy of Guru and Krishna you get bhakti lata bij. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you know, being a gardener, I am just watering every day, and so many fruits are coming, so many flowers and fruits are coming in the tree. What I should do? Please, just distribute it. And Prabhupada said that with this idea, we have established Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world, and people are getting free from the pangs of material nature, material miseries, and they are getting interested more and more in chanting. And this is the only way. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one day, if you go on distributing this holy name, I will be glorified everywhere, every nook and corner. Bharat bhumite manusha janma hoilo jar janma sarthak kori paro upokar. Prithivite ase jato nagar digram sarvatra pracharito hoi mamo naam. So this is the life and goal of all Indians. Although he born in Bengal, he didn't say Bharat bhumite hoilo Bengali janmajar. No, manusha janmajar. It is the duty of all the human beings, those who have taken body of human being, manusha janma. Janma sarthak kari. You first perfect your life and then karo parupokar. If you are whole day busy in preaching and you are not chanting, it is not parupokar. You are doing only parupokar, not nijupokar. First we should chant, not it goes simultaneously. You chant and tell others to chant. You are whole day preaching to chant, you are not chanting. We should not do this kind of parupokar. Janma sarthak kori. First you chant properly, then you can encourage others to chant properly. He was, how many rounds finished? 16 rounds. In how many hours? 1 hour 15 minutes. Hare Prabhupada said you chant 16 hours, take minimum 2 hours. We are not Mukta Purusha, we are not on the level of Prabhupada. But Prabhupada said you should take minimum 2 hours. Sawa ghanta mein solomala. It is not good round. And if you continue with this chanting, it will become your habit. You may become big brahmachari, but still we'll be uttering so many Krishnas extra, so many Ramas extra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, there are two Krishnas only. Why so many Krishnas? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. You know, if you record the chanting of each devotee, then you can actually catch. So, if new devotees are not taught, Mangalila, he is very sleepy. Mangalila, I told him every time, you just walk because you are tired. So, you walk between the devotees. You make the devotees to sit both sides and you walk between, you chant walking and you see who is sleeping. Immediately put water. Or just take him, tell him to get up. You are sleeping, all the boys are sleeping. So it is not Nibhakta training. Nibhakta training means you can train everything, but first thing is that you train them how to chant. That is Nibhakta training. And if they chant properly, they won't go out and they will do service, all service very pleasure, you know, with the pleasure. And if you are telling them to do 8 hours work and they are not chanting, they will get angry. Or why I should do so many activities, I just left home everything. Mujhe paisa bhi nahi mil raha idhar. But he is not getting taste in holy name and he doesn't know how to chant also. So you should first train them how to chant. A new bhakta department is to take training how to chant, how to behave, what is the etiquette. Otherwise after they get initiation, same he remains same thing. And then it is very difficult to change. Because when bamboo is hard, it is very difficult to bend. So I stop here. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question or comments? Bhima Prabhu. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.